91.7 KXT, our live sessions are made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie Mascoro. I can't even begin to tell you what an honor it is to have the Violent Femmes here in studio with us this afternoon. They're back with a brand new EP called Happy New Year, and they're also playing the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie tonight along with Colin Hay and the Bare Naked Ladies. It's all part of the Last Summer on Earth tour. Brian, Gordon, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Better now to see y'all.
All right.
Would you please start us off with a song?
We certainly can.
Should we reference the new EP? We should do something from
that. We'll start with one from that.
All right.
This is called Love, 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 Love. Step one, I did it for fun. It was a simple way to start. Lights out. What's it all about? I only got one cheek to turn. Some do it for the summit, la cumbre. Some do it for the climb. Some people know when to settle down. Me, I can't help but wonder what's on the other side. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. All around me. Step two led to step three, led to my heading home in a rush. Some kid won't admit what he did. Just say a hey, Hail Mary, get forgiven, forget about it. Some say they'll know it when they see it, while others follow it blind. Some science appliance has made it all calculated. It's just a chemical imbalance in the weaker mind. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love.
People wanna pay. Some people like to stand on a steeple and tell me this is not the way, it's the wrong way. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love.
We've got the Violent Femmes live here in the KXT studio. My name is Jeannie Mascoro. This is the KXT Live Sessions. God, what an honor it is to have you guys here. Thank you again. The Femmes took a little 15-year hiatus. And when did you decide the time was right to make another go of it?
We don't call it hiatus. We call it I hate us.
That's good. I never heard that. That's very, very good.
To coin a phrase.
We agree on something.
It was actually only 15 years of not releasing stuff. We were still performed live during much of that time. But we kind of got in a rut in terms of recording. So it's actually been refreshing to go back into the studio. And we did it spontaneously when we were on tour in Australia. We played at the Sydney Opera House, and we had a day off in Tasmania on New Year's Eve and just went into the studio and recorded the EP.
Now, Brian, you're one of the co-founders of the Femmes, and now you are living in Tasmania.
That's correct.
In Hobart, Tasmania. Now, you curate the big Mona Foma Arts and Music Fest, also known as the Mofo Fest, and you're also a big master of the Japanese bamboo flute, which a lot of people might not know or might not put those...
It's called the shakuhachi, and I have plenty of time to practice it when I'm down there in Tasmania. We all play different kinds of music, and we get together to do the Femmes sound. But, for example, Brian Viglione here, he's also the member of the Dresden Dolls with Palmer, and that's a band that has many great accomplishments.
And he's also wearing this really great Miles Davis Bitches Brew shirt that I'm lusting after right now.
Well, hey, thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. Now, Gordon.
I got to just jump in and say, just within the last year or so, I found out my mom tells all her friends that I'm back from having retired, that I took an early retirement. And I'm like, wow, I didn't retire. You know, we all just kept doing music. It just wasn't Violent Femmes. I didn't know she's that big of a fan, I guess. It's like, you're not playing in the Femmes, you're just retired.
Well, that leads me to another question. What do your parents think about your music? I know your father was a Baptist minister, right?
Yes.
So what did they think when that debut album came out?
They were always supportive of me, just completely supportive. They also have both of them, their background was also in the arts and particularly theater. And so it doesn't, it's what anyone might expect, knowing the scanty, you know, parts of my life story, it's not like that. You know, so I had complete support from them, which is great.
Now, when you guys recorded your first album, did you ever think that it would turn into something so iconic and so personal for a lot of people?
Well, I don't think we expected this kind of slow, continuous build and going over, you know, through generations like it has. I think both Brian and I, Brian Ritchie and myself, thought that we would be a lot less popular or a lot more popular. And that's because we didn't know there was this doing all right sort of middle ground of the rock world. And I think we're like one of the most successful bands that maybe still can be called unknown in the world perspective, or, you know, we're doing all right. But we would think if there was a lot of punk rock groups that we were into, which would play that small punk rock club, which we started out also ourselves. And if you can do that and go on tours and make records, then that's a success. That's what we wanted. Or the other references were the Beatles and the Stones and things like that. So we just didn't have like where now we've had our whole career in a place that's completely not any of those extremes.
Now, what's it like when you get on stage and you see the audience singing right along with every lyric?
Well, it's a very uplifting feeling to know that they have internalized the songs to the point where they are indeed singing. And now it's multiple generations. We have we sign autographs after the show, and sometimes there are three generations of fans. And that's pretty amazing.
Do people
call it child abuse.
Oh. Do people come up and tell you their personal stories?
Every time.
Okay.
And sometimes they're quite... There's one recurrent theme, which is I lost my virginity to your music. We hear that a lot.
Why were you nodding like this when he said that?
Because a long story.
Oh, it's a long, you oh, got
it's a
story,
story
too.
That's not safe for air, but I do have
luckily
my own.
Luckily, we're on the radio.
Okay, that's true. No, I do have a story. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we were going on this little church ski trip to New Mexico so we could bring along our music. So I brought along my Violent Femmes cassette, and I didn't really warn people before the third song, side one, added up. And I got into a little bit of trouble for it, but everybody loved it. I just wanted you to know. So hopefully you sold some cassettes and albums.
That's
that.
How the word spread.
Right on for that. Well, hey, do you have time for another song?
How about if we do one from that first album just for you, Jeannie?
Thank you.
It's a deep album cut, so if you really listen to that whole cassette a few times, then you'll know it. But.
All right.
All right, it's called Promise. I want your loving, but my logic tells me it never gonna happen. And my defenses say I didn't want it anyway. You know, sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through, and nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue a promise. And you're unhappy. This is only a guess. Do you know what it's like to hate? It's way down deep inside. Oh God, I hate what I did to my life. I could rule my pain, I could rule my night. Oh, would it ruin my salvation? Ruin my mind, rule your pain. Rulers of my mind, ruin your salvation. Ruin your You know I want your loving, but my logic tells me ain't never gonna happen. And my defenses say I didn't want it anyway. You know sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through. Ain't nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue a promise. And you're unhappy. And you're unhappy. And you're unhappy. And you're unhappy. This is only a guess.
We're 91.7 KXT, our live sessions here. Really great to have the Violent Femmes here in studio this afternoon. It's just a real pleasure, especially, I don't know if you've ever been asked this before, but I bet you have. Did you ever remember what 8 was for? Ha, 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 ha. No.
I don't know if I've been asked that or if I have. It's once every 10 years so or something, but. Yeah, it's strange. I would think I'd be asked that maybe by, you know, somebody referring to a lyric in another song that we didn't play.
Kiss
where
Off,
a,
right?
A song called Kiss Off on that same album from the tune that we just played, and far more popular, that has a counting of a 1 to 10 and saying what each thing is for. And at 8, I say, I forget what 8 was for, which is how I wrote it. it seems like that would have happened live, and I go and then think, oh, that's good, I'll just keep that, or just be able to use that as like a wild card, any number that I forget what three was for, but I wrote it like that, and it always, I find it something humorous about that, and with it, because it's a list of desperation, it's a list of incredible at the brink or the edge and the abyss and all of that, and then just to say, oh, I forget what that one's for, but nine, and that, yeah, I just find that, and actually there was a comedian who told me once that he thought that that was really brilliant, and then he went on to list other comedians and how they would have picked the wrong number, like they would have said they forgot what it was for too earlier, they would have put it 10 isn't right, you know, 8 was the right spot to say you forgot what it was for, from his perspective as an entertainer and a comedian. So anyway, there you go. Should I keep talking about this?
No, it's not fine. I had another question. Speaking of writing songs, you know, you're the young Gordon Gano. Now you've got, you know, this brand new EP under your belt. What would you tell the young songwriter Gordon Gano from the adult songwriter Gordon Gano's perspective?
Oh, yeah, I get asked that one all the time. Wow. I'd just like to spend some time, you know, like hang out a little, probably not talk about songwriting at all. But yeah, what would I say? You know, you're on the right track, maybe, I guess. And thank you for bringing, you know, thank you for me.
Right. So I understand you do have new songs in the works.
Yeah, we've just been doing some recording, and there's always new things in the works for all of us in all kinds of ways. But then, as Violent Femmes, which I'm sure is your question, then yes, definitely things in the works, and we've been recording as Violent Femmes, and
as recently as yesterday.
Yeah, yes,
oh,
yeah,
I
yeah,
mean.
It's yeah, yesterday,
so, yes.
And it went very well. So stuff will definitely be coming out. I would think probably early next year.
So does this mean there's an album on the way?
Yeah, that's. Yay. I'd be shocked and disappointed if that didn't happen.
I would too.
We're definitely putting it all together. Yeah.
Well, great. Thank y'all so much. Do you have time for one more song?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is this the time where we thank you? And yeah, I've already said yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for the people here. Thank you for the people out there, everywhere. Thank you.
And thanks for having live music on the radio.
Oh,
yeah,
our pleasure.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll clap for us too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. This is not on our first album that we've been talking about, and it's I think maybe the only other song we've done that's not on our first album that has. A lot of people might know that wouldn't know our band or anything. They just have heard the song and liked the song. So we're going to do this one. It's called American Music. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music? Baby, I want you to hold me. I want your arms around me. I want you to hold me, baby. Did you do too many drugs? Did you do too many drugs too? Baby, you're born too late. I was born too soon. Every time I look at that ugly moon, it reminds me of you. Reminds me of you. Oh, 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 but I need a date to the prom. Would you like to come along? But nobody will go to the prom with me, baby. They didn't like American music. They never too late, and every time I look at that ugly lake, it reminds me of me, reminds me of me. Oh, oh, oh. American music.
We like American music.
I like American music.
Baby.
Do you like American music?
We like all kinds of music.
But I like American music best. Baby, you're born too late. I was born too late. Every time I look at that ugly lake, it reminds me of me. It reminds me of me.
Do you like American music? Do you like American music? Do you like American music? Do you like American music?
Reminds me of me.
The Violent Femmes Life. Ooh, what was that I missed? Oh, thank you. The Violent Femmes Life here in the KXT studio. Gordon Gano, Brian Ritchie, Brian Viglione, thank you all so much for coming out today.
It has been our pleasure.
All right, be sure to see The Violent Femmes tonight at the Verizon Theater along with the Bare Naked Ladies and Colin Hay of Men at Work. The KXT Live sessions are all made possible thanks to the support of Jason Writings. My name is Jeannie Mascoro. We're 91.7 KXT.
You guys.
Oh, thank y'all.